On to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Daryl Peel up next.
Car insurance? Check. House insurance? Check. Crop insurance? Double check. Nitrogen insurance? Well, fact is, unprotected nitrogen can cost you half your fertilizer investment. So here's the deal. You can leave it all to chance, or you can protect it with Nutrisphere In Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere In protects your nitrogen fertilizer from volatilization and leaching, so you can get more use out of it. More flexibility in your schedule? Check. Stronger, healthier crops? Check. As much as 10 to 15% increase to your potential yield? Yeah, that's a real big check. When you consider the high commodity markets and increasing fertilizer cost, doesn't it make sense to get the most from what you've already paid for? You ensure what's important. So stop wasting your hard-earned money and keep your fertilizer as efficient as possible. Protect it with the power of Nutrisphere In Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Find out more today by visiting online at Nutrisphere-N.com or call us at 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
We've already had a wild ride on yearling and calf prices in the early weeks of 2011. OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel with us again today. Daryl, let's talk about the feeder cattle markets and the strength that we've seen thus far in the new year.
Again, you know, I think that's kind of getting into the new year in terms of, you know, where we are. I wouldn't have certainly have predicted that kind of a weekly jump, and I wouldn't, predict that kind of a trend to continue. But the strength is there. The market's made that jump. It's only January. We would normally expect these things to continue generally trending up to the end of March or 1st of April, somewhere in that time period. So we're off to an extremely strong start in this market. And again, it appears to be fundamentals that are not just very short-run in nature. I don't think this is something that's a speculative bubble of any kind or anything like that. This is a pretty real phenomenon. It's in the cash markets, and it's happening across the board in all the markets.
What's the implication then when it comes to these type of stocker prices and yearling prices to that mentality or that psyche of that cattle producer on holding some heifers back, rebuilding the herd, or selling it for what he can get?
Well, you know, every cattle cycle we've ever gone through has gone through this dilemma. When cattle prices go up, you make them worth more in the short run, but you also eventually have to build expectations that they're going to be worth enough more for enough time in the future to make it worth investing in that female. And I think that's where the market's at right now. We're in a really unusual, from a historical standpoint, sort of hole in terms of cattle numbers. So we've got a very, very big immediate value on these heifers. At the same time, the market is clearly trying to offer us the kinds of calf prices that will entice these people to make the investment.
How many more cows do we need, you think?
You know, if you look at what we started to do when the last cattle cycle was interrupted, we bottomed in 2004. We rebuilt for 2 years before the grain price shocks and all that threw us back into liquidation. We're probably close to 2 million head lower than we were in, say, 2006. So we need, you know, in terms of beef cows, so we probably need close to 2 million head to sort of pick up where we were with the last cattle cycle. And then from there, you know, there's probably another 2 million, 2 to 3 million head of cyclical increase that would be in place. So we're probably looking at, you know, at least 2 to 4 million head of beef cows that we need to rebuild this herd over the next, 3 to 5 years, something like that.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th annual production sale Saturday, February 5th at the ranch, Slap Out. We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of the page. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.